alive. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is alive. He is risen. Whew. Welcome to Evident Life Church as we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How many of you were able to join us on Friday night, Good Friday in the park? Raise your hands if you were there. Good Friday in the park. It was a precious time. It was an incredible time with brothers and sisters from around the East Valley joining together at the cross, lifting up the name of Jesus, remembering the price that Jesus paid for us on that cross. Remembering the price He paid for our freedom. Remembering that He paid for our redemption, and He paid it in full. Jesus gave it all. It says in Isaiah 53 that He was pierced for our transgressions, and He was crushed for our iniquities. On Good Friday, because of our sin, Jesus died, and He was placed in a tomb. But that's not the end of the story. It's not the end of the story. Because something happened. Sunday came. Something happened on Sunday. Something amazing happened. Death was defeated. Light overcame darkness. The righteous one, Jesus Christ, He crushed sin. Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Redeemer. He rose from the dead. He was resurrected. The stone was rolled away, and the grave couldn't contain Jesus. Did you hear that? The stone was rolled away, and the grave couldn't contain Jesus. And I think we all need to stand right now, and we need to praise God for that. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, every time I read that, it says S-U-N, when the sun had risen, I'm telling you what, all I can think of is S-O-N. When the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw the stone had been rolled back, and it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. But He is risen. He is not here." What I believe the Lord wants to highlight for us on this Resurrection Sunday, today, 2014, is this reality that the stone is rolled away. That's the title of our message on this Easter. The stone is rolled away. Steve Martin came in, and all he had to say with me, "Brother, I just got to tell you what, the stone is rolled away." And I said, "You're hearing from the Lord, brother. I got to preach that." Look, there was a stone that was placed over the entry of the tomb after Jesus had been crucified. After He died, you see, Jesus died. He was placed in that grave, and a stone was rolled in front of the entrance of that tomb. It established a barrier between life and death. You see, the stone represented that final verdict that death and darkness had won. The enemy, the devil, was looking at that stone as his trophy, as his medal of victory. He looked at it as, I won. I won. It was his greatest accomplishment. Jesus' disciples, they saw that stone as the final nail in the coffin, as they say, extinguishing all of their hope. And most of them were scattering as a result. But something happened. Something happened. How many of you know that in life, God shows up, and when He shows up, something's going to happen? And there are times in my life where all I do is I cry out, God, show up because I need something to happen. I don't even know what it is, but something needs to happen because something isn't right. And on that Sunday morning, something happened. The power of God was unleashed. That's what happened. The earth began to shake. So my Bible says the earth began to shake, began to rumble. The stone was rolled away from that tomb, and Jesus defeated hell. He defeated death, and He defeated that barrier, that stone. The grave was opened. Praise God. It says in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Same story, hasn't changed. The stone is rolled away. As we look back again to the Gospel of Mark that we just read in Mark 16, we remember not only was the stone rolled away, but that the stone was very large. They estimate it between 1 and 2 tons. That means it was between 2,000 and 4,000 pounds, that stone. Yet, it was rolled away. It was removed. I believe the Lord wants to speak to some people right now, today. I believe the Lord wants you to know that thing in your life, that thing that you think can never change, that relationship that you believe is never going to be able to be mended, that child that you think's never going to come out of that place of craziness and addiction and being lost, that thing that you believe is keeping you from your destiny and from you being able to really hear the voice of God and know God and walk into the future that God has for you, God is wanting to tell you this today on this Resurrection Sunday, that the stone has been rolled away. And it doesn't matter how big that stone is, God is able and willing to remove it. There's no stone, no situation, there's no sin, there's no past, there's no curse, there's no addiction. There is nothing too big for God. Do you know that? We got to know that. And Resurrection Sunday reminds us of that. The stone was very large. And the power of God was unleashed on that morning. And the stone was rolled away. The grave was opened up. 2 years ago, March, it was a Sunday morning. My wife had been dealing with some pain for several weeks, maybe a month. I don't know. She's a tough woman. She's had 4 kids. She's tough, okay? And she was dealing with all kinds of pain. And on Sunday morning, 2 years ago, it was excruciating. I mean, crazy pain to the point she finally went to the emergency room. She had kidney stones that were blocking things up, and they caused a massive infection that had gone septic. She was admitted into the hospital. The doctor said, "We got to deal with this immediately. You're dying." They began pumping her full of fluids and all kinds of things to kill that infection, because if they didn't deal with it right then, it was over. And so here we are hearing this. Here I am, her husband, hearing this. And then they start doing tests, and they come back with words like cancer in her test of her liver. I mean, all kinds of stuff coming at us. I'm down in the parking lot at one point, literally bawling my eyes out, crying out to God. One of those, "God, something needs to happen" kind of prayers. You need to show up in power. And our church family rallied around and created 24/7 prayer for Velvet. And God showed up and something happened. And her life was saved. Her life was saved. I'm telling you, there is no stone, there is no condition, there's no past, there's no sin. There's nothing that is too big for God. He can move it all. It says in Mark 11:23, "Truly I say to you," this is Jesus speaking, "truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain," how many of you know that a mountain is a really big stone? It's a really big stone. I mean, Jesus takes things to a whole nother level. When he opens up his mouth, everything goes to another level. And he does it right here. He says, "I say to you, whoever says to this massive big stone called a mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." In Christ Jesus, every stone, even if it's a mountain, can and shall be removed. I want us to go to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. We're going to hit all four this morning. All four Gospels. Matthew 28. "Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake." Earth began to shake. Come on now. "There was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone, and he sat on it." He sat on it. And you just kind of read that and you go, okay, cool. He did a lot of work. He just came and he rolled away this massive 2,000 to 4,000 pound stone. So he was tired, so he just sat on the stone. I believe there's more to it for us than that. I believe God has something very significant that he wants his people to understand, to grab hold of, and a truth that he wants us to live by. You see, this is a picture. The angel, now the angel, you got to realize, who is the angel? He's an ambassador of God. He's sent by God to go move that stone. And so he's coming in the authority of God to do that great work. To move that stone. So he comes down and he moves the stone and he sits on it. And I believe him sitting on the stone is a picture. It's a declaration. It's a promise of victory and authority that we have in Christ Jesus because he is risen. Really? Instead of the stone sitting on us, you see, we're in Christ Jesus now. We are Christians. We come in the name of Jesus Christ now. We live and move and have our being in Christ Jesus. And we even walk and minister and pray now in the authority of Jesus because we're no longer our own but his. We're his ambassadors. We're his people. We're his hands and feet walking on this earth right now, bringing his kingdom, doing his will. And we're not doing it in our own strength. If you are, you know it hasn't been working. And you've probably been slapped around a lot. So we don't come in our own strength, but we come in who we are in Christ Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus. We live and move and have our being in the name of Jesus. And so like that angel, instead of the stones that the enemy is rolling into our lives, is throwing at us, is putting in front of us and keeping us from the things, instead of them sitting on us and preventing us from moving forward, what I see here, just like the angel, not only do we remove the stone, but we have authority over it and we sit on it. We sit on it. The stone doesn't have any power. It basically becomes a chair, something that we can relax on instead of it causing all this turmoil and everything in our life. And I think of it as a footstool. It becomes our footstool. And this is what Psalm 110 says about the footstool. It says, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand." Now, that's very important, I believe. "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies, your stones, till I make your enemies, those things that the enemy has put into your life, till I make your enemies your footstool." See, I believe what we see here in this picture of the angel coming and moving the stone and then sitting on it, what we see in this passage of Scripture, this truth in Psalm 110, is that when we sit with God, when we wait upon the Lord, when we truly trust in Him, when we walk by the Spirit and not by our own flesh and our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, He's going to direct our paths. And He's going to take those burdens, and He's not only going to roll them away, but He's going to even make them our footstool. That's pretty awesome. That's the good news. That's new life in Christ Jesus. See, we got to understand that this isn't just some kind of fun little story that we tell every year, this Easter story. Because if it's just an Easter story, then we start adding in Easter bunnies and all the other stuff that, so what, you know, kind of stuff. It's not just a story. This is a moment in history. That Resurrection Sunday when everything changed. Everything changed. And those of us who grab hold of Christ Jesus and die to self and come alive in Him, everything has changed in our lives. And we've got to grasp that reality. And we got to live by that reality and stop thinking that it's just some sweet by and by thing when we die. It is that. But it's now. It's not just then. It's now. Because I don't know about you, but the enemy likes to roll stones into my life. But we can sit with the Lord, wait upon Him, draw near to Him. And we can see those stones, those enemies, become our footstool. The stone or the stones that the enemies rolled into your lives, they don't control your destiny. You need to know that today. This is the message of Resurrection Sunday. This is the message of the resurrection of Jesus. The stone isn't in charge. The stone doesn't control what God is going to do. It doesn't keep God from His plans in your life. The stone has no power because Jesus is resurrected. No power. We have the authority now. Finally, let's go to the Gospel of Luke. Let's see what we're going to learn from Luke's Gospel this morning. We're in Luke 24, again beginning in verse 1. "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb." It's still rolled away, guys. "But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. The stone was rolled away. When they went in to the grave, they did not find the body of Jesus." He wasn't in the tomb. He was resurrected. You see, He had already defeated sin. He defeated it. He defeated death. The stone was rolled away. The tomb was open. And Jesus didn't stay in the tomb. No. He stood up, as we even saw in that video. He stood up and He walked out of the tomb. But I think about this. I think how many of us who are in Christ Jesus, who are believers and followers of Christ, are living in our lives, maybe even just one area of our lives, where the stone has been rolled away, but we're staying in the tomb. We're not walking away from it. We're not walking out of that. We're allowing that to be our present and our future, the tomb. But the stone has been rolled away. We have an open way out because of Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus, he left the tomb. He left sin and death behind. He advanced. I keep thinking of that word that the Lord gave us at the beginning of the year, advance. Jesus advanced. He moved forward into his calling and into his inheritance back at the right hand of the Father. He didn't allow the stone to prevent him. He didn't allow the grave to prevent him. He didn't make the grave his home. He left it. It says in Mark 16:6, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." So let's not remain in our tomb. Let's not remain in our past. Let's not remain a prisoner to sin any longer. We don't have to accept that any longer. Why? Because Jesus dealt with it on the cross. And it was finished in his resurrection. That sin doesn't control us any longer. I'm not saying temptation doesn't come, because God's word says it's going to come. But it doesn't control us any longer. God gives us a way out. And when we fall, he forgives us and he lifts us back up. We have an advocate who goes to the Father on our behalf, makes intercession for us, says, "I know that guy, I know that gal. That's not who they are. Their life is hidden in me." We're no longer defined by the labels placed on us by the broken world. We're no longer defined by our past. It's time to get up and walk out of that past, out of that grave, out of that tomb. Amen? You're a new creation. The old has passed away. Did you know that you're no longer an orphan, but you're actually a child of God now? You're part of his family? That's your identity now. Walk in that. Do you know that the Bible actually calls you a saint because you're in Christ Jesus? It doesn't call you a sinner anymore. That's not your label. That's not your identity anymore. If you've been living in that tomb after receiving Christ, it's time to walk out of that tomb and take your new identity as a saint and as a child of God, as one who's been redeemed, as one who's been forgiven. This is good news. Some of you are like, "Whoa, I agree. Whoa is right. Wow." It is incredible. And when you walk in and you hear a message like this and you open your Bible and you read this kind of reality, it's going to shock you. And it might have you going, "Wait a minute. But that's, you know, I got to go out of here and I got real life. And this sounds good." This is real life. Jesus gave his real life so that we could live real life this way, as free men and women in him. It doesn't mean that the sin of the world and the junk of the world isn't going to be thrown at us, isn't going to even hurt us from time to time. It doesn't mean that that's never going to happen, no. But it means that now when it comes at us, we can address it as free men and women who are walking in Christ Jesus in this reality. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. This is the gift of Jesus Christ. This is the gift of the resurrection. So let it be said of us, "Hey, look, just like Jesus, they're not here. They're not in that old place anymore. They're not in that old past. They've been set free. Look at them. They're living that free, that abundant, that new life." Why? They know Jesus. The stone's been rolled away, and they're chasing after him. Check this out. Go to John 10:10 with me. Jesus says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Let me paraphrase that. The thief comes just to lock you up, to make you a prisoner, to put you in a tomb. He wants to keep you in that tomb. That's what the enemy comes to do. How many of you know the enemy comes to do that? How many of you experience that? Yeah. But Jesus says this. He says that I came, Jesus came, that we may have life and have it abundantly. If you're born again follower of Christ, then the chains have been broken. Those chains that have been binding you. We sang about that earlier. Love overcame the grave and has broken every chain, has rolled away every stone. We really have new life in Christ Jesus. That's our inheritance. Because He went to the cross and because He was resurrected. Life to the full. Life abundantly. But we got to receive that and then walk in that. Because the enemy wants to fool us and wants us to not understand that reality. He wants us to stay in the past. He wants us to think that nothing has really changed. But when we read our word, when we read the Bible, we see that it has changed. Everything has changed. The Word of God is the reality of our lives now. And we need to walk in that reality, not the lies that the enemy puts in our ears. Walk in this reality. I was reading several years ago, and it actually was in the Boy Scouts of America website. I heard about these people back in the day, and maybe people still do it today, and if it's one of you, I'd love to meet you because this is a very interesting thing. People would train fleas. And so I read up on it a little bit, and I found one of the best explanations in the Boy Scouts of America website. They would train fleas to do tricks. They really would. They'd have these flea circuses. Go back, Google it, and you're going to see flea circus, and you're going to see pictures. And people would train these fleas. And you think, how do you train a flea? How in the world can you train a little bug to do anything? Well, here's what they would do. Let me just read some of this. And it's important. This all ties in to the stone being rolled away and that, man, we can walk out. All right? Check this out. You use a jar. These flea catcher would take a jar and they'd lure these unsuspecting little fleas into the jar and they'd have to throw a lid on the jar right away. Why? Because fleas like to jump. Anybody who knows a flea knows that the flea likes to jump, right? Hopefully you don't know many fleas. But the fleas like to jump. And so they got to get the lid on there. Otherwise, they're gone, right? So they get these fleas in the jar. They put the lid on the jar. And so what do the fleas do? They jump because fleas jump. And when they jump, they hit their head on the lid of the jar, don't they? They keep hitting their head on the lid of the jar, but they keep jumping because they're a flea. Finally, they start to learn that, hey, you know what? This hurts. And I got to do something different. Otherwise, I'm going to keep getting the same results. So they jump just a little less, not quite as high, so that their head doesn't hit the lid of the jar. And so now they're jumping almost to the top, but not hitting their heads. And they're thinking, all right, this isn't so bad. And then they get used to that. They do that for days and days, maybe even weeks and weeks. And that becomes their routine. That becomes their life. Ah, the flea catcher, the flea trainer. He's got them right where he wants them now. Right where he wants them. And at that point, he removes the lid. And guess what? That flea keeps jumping to that height just below where that lid was. Keeps jumping. Keeps jumping. The lid's been removed. But the flea isn't jumping out. He's fully capable. Before he went in the jar, he was fully capable of, man, skying through the air. But he's not doing it. He's been conditioned thinking this is just the way it's always going to be. The lid being off to him, he has no perception, no understanding, no framework any longer to even contemplate what does that mean for my life anymore. And he just keeps going up to where that lid was, no higher, staying in the jar. The stone's been rolled away. The lid has been removed. And sometimes we find ourselves in a place in our lives where we've just been conditioned thinking this is the way it's always going to be. I always have to accept this. I've always got to accept this sin in my life. It's going to always control me. And we start labeling ourselves by that sin. I've always got to just accept that I'm never going to be able to really be loved by God, because after all, this is the past. This is the jar I've been living in. And that's where I'm just always going to be. We start thinking that you know, I'm not going to be like those other people out there. I'm never going to be able to really hear the voice of God and really know Him in that kind of way. This is just my reality, this jar. And Jesus came. He died on a cross for you. He defeated death. He defeated sin. He defeated and broke and tore the veil and crushed and removed every barrier between you and God. He removed the lid. It's off the jar. He removed the stone. The grave is open, and Jesus is inviting you to come out and join Him. He's inviting you to join Him. I want to show you this video. There is a way out. Now, the beauty of it is that guy had to raise that door. The door has already been raised for you. It's already open for you. The stone has been removed. I want to invite us to listen right now to this powerful truth presented in the words of this song. And there's a point in this song when you're going to be asked to stand and sing and make these declarations about the stone being rolled away, about the new life that we have in Christ Jesus. So when the chorus hits, Tim's going to invite you to stand up. And let's stand up as people that understand that the stone has been rolled away. Let's stand up as people that understand that the lid has been removed from the jar. Let's stand up in faith, knowing that God has so much for us, and that if we still have these stones in our lives, that you know what? He's enough to deal with them. And let's just, if we have to, just stand in faith in that, even at this time. But listen to the words of this song, and then stand and proclaim them with us.
Moon and stars, the west, the morning sun.
Hallelujah. 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 The ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away. And Jesus Christ overcame it all. If you can, I'd like for you to remain standing. Want us to talk a little bit right now about this reality. And there may be some people in the room right here today that are ready to come out of that tomb, that are ready for new life, that are ready to walk away from those things that have been crushing you. There's one way for you to walk into that new life, and that's through Jesus Christ, the one who overcame. The one who overcame the grave. The one who went to the cross for you. He went to the cross for you so that you could choose right now, today, to follow Him out of the tomb. He gave His life for you, so that you can have new life beginning right now today in Him, in Christ Jesus. We do that by making Him our life, by saying, you know what, I'm not going to live for myself anymore, I'm not going to do it my way anymore. I'm choosing Jesus, the one who gave His life for me, the one who died for me, and the one that was resurrected and is alive for me right now. If you want to do that today, I just want to help you just make that decision. With everyone's eyes closed and their heads bowed, I just want to invite you just to pray this along with me. You can pray it out loud, you can pray it quietly. It's between you and God. But if today is a day, if you're ready to choose Jesus Christ, to choose the one who's made a way for you, to choose the Son of God, the perfect Son of God who hung on a cross for you, if today is the day you want to do that and you mean it in your heart, everything's going to change in your life. And you're ready to walk out of that tomb into newness, wholeness of life in Christ Jesus. If you're ready to do that, just pray this. Pray this with me. Just say, Jesus, I recognize and I declare today that You are the Son of God. And I thank You that You went to the cross. I thank You that You were beaten, torn apart, and that You died on a cross for me. I thank You that You love me that much. I need You. I want You. And so I come to You today, humbly and desperate. Forgive me for my past. Forgive me for the sins that I've committed. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me new. I decide today to no longer live for myself, but to live for You, Jesus. I'm deciding today that You are my life, that You are my hope, that You are my now, and You are my future. And I declare that Jesus Christ, You are my Lord, and You are my Savior from this moment and forever. Thank you for rolling away the stone. Thank you for opening up the grave. And thank you for inviting me to join you now and forever. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. And I look forward to getting to know you more and more every day for all eternity. Amen. Amen. If you just prayed that, if you just had that talk with Jesus, you've walked out of that tomb. You've just walked into new life with Him. You've taken those first steps out away from the grave, away from the old, and into the new. It's an exciting day for you. So here's what I want to do. I want to do this. I want to invite, if you prayed that prayer, I want to invite you to come forward in just a moment. But I want to also do this. There are many of us in this room right now that are Christians, that have made that decision, that are following Christ Jesus. But we've allowed stones that the enemy has rolled into our lives, we've allowed them to take a place that they shouldn't take in our lives. We've allowed things to come into our lives and remain there instead of allowing Jesus to roll them away. Today's the day to just come into agreement with what happened on Resurrection Sunday. That the stone, even though it was large, was rolled away. And Jesus walked out of the grave, out of the tomb, into His destiny and into His inheritance. And today, there are some of you in this room, maybe many of you, who can make that decision and do some business with the Lord and allow Him to remove those stones right now today. Those besetting sins, those things that you think this is the way it's always going to be. No, not in Christ Jesus. Not in Christ Jesus. The stone's been rolled away. The chains have been broken. So here's what I want to do. If you prayed that prayer and you've begun your new life in Christ Jesus, if you're somebody who's ready to have some stones rolled away out of your life, you're ready to do that business, I invite you all to come forward right now. We have the elders and we have some of the prayer ministers that are going to come forward. And we're going to pray with you. Just one-on-one, not on the microphone, not in public. We're just going to pray with you and then we're going to rejoice with you for the great things that God has done in your life today. Come on, let's do it.